the radio segment that wants to take a bath with you.
Ooh.
Laser Stories. Segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Jacksonville, North Carolina. A 35-year-old man named Axel Case drove his red Lamborghini around town the other day, and at one point, he noticed that his gas tank was low. So, to save some cash, Axel pulled his shiny new vehicle into a nearby Walmart gas station.
All of this. His name is Axel, and he's driving a Lamborghini, and now he's at Walmart?
Yep. But as he was pumping gas, something strange happened. A little bit of it spilled, and then somehow, some way, his car caught on fire.
Oh, my God!
Oh my God, not a Lambo.
Yeah,
is this one of those things where you're like using your cell phone? That's like my worst fear.
Yeah, me too, with a static.
Yeah.
The Lamborghini instantly went up in flames, and so did the gas pump and a Chevy Traverse SUV that was filling up on the other side. I can't believe that Chevy Traverse was lost.
Yeah, it's a tragedy.
Yeah, fortunately, nobody was hurt in the fire, but the Lamborghini was a total loss.
Oh, no.
When police finally showed up, Axel told the officers that he was very upset because he spent his entire life savings on that car.
Yeah.
And that's why he didn't have any money left for insurance for the car.
Oh, my God.
No, he didn't have insurance.
Nope.
Dude.
We need to talk about budgeting.
He also told the cops that he left his phone in the vehicle, so he couldn't even call a friend to pick him up.
Wow.
After taking his statement, authorities felt bad for Axel and gave him a bus fare to go home. They didn't even give him a ride.
Oh, no.
Come on. Please, escort, please.
A local news reporter who covered the story was quoted as saying, "I guess this is what happens when you drop six figures on a car but want to save 3 cents on a gallon of gas."
Oh, yeah. Man.
This next laser story is out of Largo, Florida. There's a woman named Valerie Branch Galloway, and her stepson got home a half hour after curfew the other night, and she was not happy about it. So she grabbed her belt and gave him a spanking.
Oh. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Really cool stepmom.
The only thing is, her stepson is 26 years old.
Okay.
Oh, what? Wait a minute. I thought he was like six.
At some point, the stepson has got to be allowed to fight back on this one. Right?
She slapped him 11 times across his butt before he told her to stop. She said, "No, you were 30 minutes late, so you get 30 licks."
You're 26. Why do you have a curfew?
Yeah.
That meant there were 19 more spankings to go.
Oh.
The 26-year-old man apparently didn't want to be spanked anymore, so he wound up calling the cops, and she was arrested for domestic battery.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good.
Afterwards,
good
move. Valerie told the police that he's an adult living with his parents, so he has to follow the same rules as a child.
Man.
And once he gets a real job in a real apartment, he won't get licked anymore.
Your dad married a really cool lady.
Yeah, seriously. This next laser story is out of Northern Ireland. There's a 47-year-old woman named Amanda Teague, and last year she was in the news because she married the ghost of a pirate from the 1700s named Jack.
Yarr, me mateys! Arr!
Oh, man. It's always bad news to marry a pirate. Yeah. You just never know. They could cheat at any minute.
Absolutely.
And spoiler alert, if you can believe it, the marriage wasn't very great.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
Like I said, yeah. I mean, pirates, artists,
Amanda
bartenders.
Says that all the intimacy she was having with the pirate ghost was taking a toll on her body and making her seriously ill.
He's like non-existent, but she's still like, again? Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You would still think that you could get something from a ghost pirate.
It only got better when they stopped getting it on and she realized Jack was probably stealing her life force.
Oh, I thought you were going to say probably not real. But
he is a pirate.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know?
No, he's stealing her life force, bro.
So one day, Amanda got the courage to say something and told her pirate ghost that things would have to drastically change in their relationship or she wanted a divorce.
I want to be there for that conversation.
How did the pirate ghost take it?
Well, not very well. Apparently, he threatened to kill her.
Kapoya! Kapoya!
He is a pirate from the 1700s.
Okay.
That's the only way they know how to solve problems.
That's true.
You do everyone else pictures a little ghost parrot on its shoulder, right?
She managed to get around that threat by having an exorcism to get him out of her. And then she ended the marriage.
Mm.
Now she says her health is recovered. And she's done having relationships with ghosts.
Oh.
In fact, she says she's ready to meet someone new and share her life with them.
Okay. She's like, I did meet a nice unicorn.
You know, I would not bring that up on a first date.
Yeah.
So I was married.
Let me tell you.
I don't wanna date a girl whose ex is a pirate from the 1700s. I mean, that guy could come in and plunder you at any moment.
Absolutely.
This next laser story is out of Canada. A 37-year-old guy named Norman Ross recently sued a company after they fired him. What was the reason? Well, apparently Norman was engaging in noisy self-pleasure sessions in one of the bathroom stalls at work.
Dude, come on.
How can you not get through a work day without getting that done?
And who's noisy? Like, yeah, by themselves?
By yourself. That's weird. Apparently, he'd done it more than once, so a manager sat him down and said that there have been complaints about noises, including moaning and heavy breathing.
Oh my God.
Dude,
how awkward.
Can you imagine in our little jock bathroom that's by the studio?
You walk by the door and just hear somebody moaning?
Gross.
So gross.
Anyway, he continued to do it, no matter what, so they canned him.
You have no shame whatsoever if you're confronted about it and then continue to do it.
In the lawsuit, Norman claimed that he didn't know it was an issue because the manager used euphemisms and didn't specifically say it was about pleasuring himself. He also thought it was okay as long as nobody was in the stall right next to him, and he tried to claim that he didn't make any sounds. But if that was true, nobody would have known what was going on in the stall. His lawyers also argued that he has a pleasure addiction and claimed it was a disability.
Oh, disability.
Sorry, I have to.
No.
You can claim that now? No. Oh my God, you guys, I have a disability.
Yeah, exactly. This is the one time I feel horrible for a manager. And why? Like, this is the talk you have to have with your employee.
Jeez.
The arbitrator in charge of the case said there was no evidence that his alleged addiction was disabling in any way. In the end, they ruled the company did have cause to fire him and dismissed the case earlier this month.
Aww.
And of course, he went to the bathroom right after in the courthouse and had to do a little stress self-pleasuring. This next leisure story is out of the friendly skies. A new study looked at 7 million flights to figure out when you're most likely to get delayed, and here's what they found. Overall, about 80% of domestic flights arrive on time, meaning no more than 15 minutes later than they're supposed to. They also figured out that if you want to land on time, booking flights that arrive in the morning are your best possible choice, not flights at night.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Good to know.
Well,
the reason for that is that early morning flights get delayed a lot less often than evening flights do. In fact, 90% of flights that are scheduled to arrive between 7 and 8 a.m. get there on time. The best time to fly is between 9 and 10 a.m.
Okay.
Wow. Around noon, it's 85%. And by early evening, it's in the mid-70s. The worst arrival time is anywhere between 8 and 11 p.m. when only 73% of flights arrive on time.
Yeah.
Does anyone else feel like that is a really high stat? Like, I feel like my flight's 50-50. They're delayed.
Yeah, me too. But I get afternoon flights a lot. Morning flights, I don't really fly out a lot.
Why does it happen like this? The reason, I guess, is pretty simple. Airlines basically start with a clean slate each day, and most of their planes are where they're supposed to be. But as more and more flights have issues, it snowballs. And if one flight shows up late, then the next probably will too, and so on and so on and so on. This next leisure story is out of Yum Yum headquarters.
Ooh, love it.
According to a new survey, the majority of Americans say they consider themselves to be a big foodie.
Tasty.
Huge. Brooke and I are giant foodies.
And here are the 10 foods that we want to try but haven't. 20% of us apparently have never tried a fancy artisanal donut. 21% would like to try pasta made out of chickpeas.
Me too.
22% say avocado toast. 24% want to try rolled ice cream, but have never had it.
It's so good. I just really tried it this weekend. It's so good.
Yeah.
37% of people in our country would like to sink their teeth into some juicy, succulent goat. And the number one food that Americans want to try but haven't is kelp. 39% of us want kelp on our dinner tables tonight.
I don't want kelp. So, well, it's because nothing that starts with a K.
You're like, it's anything that's healthy.
Yeah.
I'm a junk foodie.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't need anything but a shoe. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, working up an appetite for some kelp later. And that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Monday.